This is In the News in VOA Special English. Thousands of mourners gathered Friday on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, for the funeral of Eunice Kennedy Shriver. She started the Special Olympics for athletes with mental disabilities. She died Tuesday at the age of 88. Vice President Joe Biden was among guests at the funeral. The service included a Special Olympics torch carried by a mother and son, both Special Olympians. Eunice Kennedy Shriver was the sister of President John Kennedy and Senator Robert Kennedy. Her surviving brother, Senator Ted Kennedy, is fighting brain cancer and did not attend the funeral. But what she will be remembered for most is her activism that grew out of the struggles of her mentally retarded sister, Rosemary, who died 4 years ago. The first Special Olympics took place in Chicago, Illinois. About 1,000 athletes competed in 1968. Today, more than 3 million train in 150 countries. The next World Summer Games are in Athens in 2011. When Eunice Kennedy Shriver began her work, the disabled, her sister included, often spent most of their lives in hospitals or other institutions. In the 1970s, she worked for passage of the Education for All Handicapped Children Act. That law guaranteed free and appropriate schooling for the estimated 1 million children at that time who were not receiving an education. In 1984, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Let us not forget that we have miles to go to overturn the prejudice and oppression facing the world's 180 million citizens with intellectual disabilities.
In the last 2 years, more than 140 countries have signed a United Nations treaty, the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. President Obama signed it last month. But there are still miles to go. Andrew Imperato heads the American Association of People with Disabilities. He says the biggest challenge is jobs. The disabled have the lowest employment rate of any minority group in the country. He says they are often the ones earning the least and most at risk of losing their jobs in the recession. Also, he says, reforms are needed so disabled people do not lose certain health assistance by taking a job. More than 40 million Americans have some level of disability. An estimated 7.5 million have an intellectual disability. In 1990, Congress passed the Americans with Disabilities Act. It requires equal treatment in employment, government services, transportation, and public places like hotels. Doris Ray is a director of the Independence Center of Northern Virginia. She says another important effort is a bill proposed this year in Congress, the Community Choice Act. Currently, most federal assistance for long-term care pays for services provided in nursing homes. The proposed law aims to expand community-based services for those who want to receive long-term care at home. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. I'm Steve Emberg.